Senators appear determined to hold law enforcement agencies accountable for the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Today, they grilled FBI Director Christopher Wray, who said his agents are now pursuing roughly 2,000 domestic terrorism cases, including some involving white supremacists. Here's how Wray put it.
The problem of domestic terrorism has been metastasizing across the country for a long time now, and it's not going away anytime soon.
NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales joins us from the Senate. Claudia, Republicans and Democrats agreed that the people who stormed the Capitol ought to be prosecuted, but they framed the issue differently. Democrats focused on the threat of white supremacy. Republicans pointed to civil rights demonstrations last summer. Is that a fair equivalency? And what did Wray say about the FBI's priorities?
In terms of Wray's response, he didn't seem to pair the two as a fair equivalency. This division was clearly on display when it came to Democrats and Republicans as to how they were approaching the various threats facing the country. Democrats point to the right-wing extremists as playing this large role in the attack on the Capitol and other events we've seen in recent years. But Republicans today and in the past have continued to raise this issue of left-leaning groups such as Antifa. But Wray himself said since he joined the FBI in 2017, he's been sounding the alarm on domestic terrorism. And as we heard him say in that clip moments ago, he compares it to a growing cancer. And under his leadership, in June of 2019, they elevated it to its highest threat priority. It's on the same level as ISIS and homegrown violence extremists. He said the FBI will not tolerate agitators and extremists who plan or commit violence or and that goes for violence extremists of any stripe. And he repeated that. That they do not investigate ideology, but focus on acts of violence and violations of federal law. But when we're looking specifically on that day, the day of the insurrection, he pointed directly at these right-wing groups and said there was no evidence of Antifa playing a role.
I see. So that's that was sort of the big picture. And then as it goes specifically to the January 6th insurrection, what other updates did he give about that probe?
Yeah, he started his remarks with an update about that probe. He said at least 270 people have been arrested. We know more than 300 have been charged. He says the agency continues to chase down leads. They're reviewing evidence. They're combing through digital media to identify, investigate, arrest anyone who broke the law that day. And he says the American people have been their greatest partner in all of this. They've sent more than 270,000 digital media tips. Some have turned in their own family members and friends. And the FBI has probes going in almost all of their 56 field offices. He also said the FBI had approached some people before the insurrection who planned to travel here to Washington, D.C. and persuade them not to go through with their plans. And that all said, he said the FBI is committed to seeing this massive investigation through.
I see. But much of that is what's going on after the fact. And of course, senators were wondering whether the FBI dropped the ball beforehand. And in fact, they pointed to a January 5th memo from the FBI's Norfolk, Virginia office. That memo indicated there was a threat to the Capitol. So here's Wray's explanation of how that intelligence was handled.
That information was quickly, as in within an hour, disseminated and communicated with our partners, including the U.S. Capitol Police, including Metro PD, in not one, not two, but three different ways.
So what are those ways, Claudia? I mean, how exactly was the information communicated? And what did he say about the possibility that there was an intelligence failure before the insurrection?
Wray largely defended his agency's role there. He did say this raw, unverified intelligence from their Norfolk, Virginia office was shared with their partners. That includes the Capitol Police. He also notes that they were tracking a large amount of information ahead of the insurrection. And in that clip there, he notes they did this three different ways. They shared this information. One of those was via email through their FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force. This is a collaboration between area law enforcement agencies that includes members of the FBI, Capitol Police, and other regional partners. Another was through a command post briefing. So this was a verbal communication that was given to members of relevant agencies. They were walked through this. This includes the Capitol Police. And he said in addition to the email and briefing, it was posted on a law enforcement portal that was made available to these partners. And he said this information was treated consistently as it would any other information of this caliber with their local partners.
And we'll have to see whether that satisfies lawmakers. Did Ray say when members of Congress will actually get to see this January 5th memo for themselves?
He did not. He said that that information is law enforcement sensitive. It's been withheld because of the ongoing investigations. But he says that he will get with his staff to see if they can make it available. But the interest is so high that it's very possible we could see this somewhere in the course of these investigations.
All right. That's NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. Thanks for bringing us the latest.
Thanks for having me.